Hey, it's Tony Bruschi. Real quick, what you're about to hear is a preview episode of our brand new podcast, Office Horror Stories. This is a podcast all about crazy bosses, insane coworkers, and workplaces from hell. If you like the show, please search it wherever you're downloading podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, whatever it may be, and press subscribe on that podcast, Office Horror Stories. And if you really like the podcast and want to be our employee of the month and pick up a $100 Visa gift card, then leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Shoot me a screenshot of that review. Send it to Tony@OfficeHorrorStories.com. And you'll be in the drawing. Every month we pick a brand new employee of the month and award them with a $100 Visa gift card for showing that support on Apple Podcasts with a review. So thank you in advance for that. Now, without further ado, here's a preview portion of the new podcast, Office Horror Stories. Oftentimes, coworkers will solicit others for money for Girl Scout cookies or a fundraiser. But what do you do when a female coworker asks you if you'd be interested in purchasing a peek at? Yeah, it happened. And we're going to talk about it today on Office Horror Stories.
Welcome to the world of crazy workplaces, Office Horror Stories.
Have a crazy workplace story to share? Call in toll free.
1-833-HATE-JOB.
1-833-HATE-JOB.
Or write in at OfficeHorrorStories.com. This is Office Horror Stories.
And it is 833-HATE-JOB is our phone number, or write in at OfficeHorrorStories.com to share your office horror stories with us. Be sure to press subscribe, whatever platform it is you are listening to this program on. You won't miss any episode. We release them every single week. Thank you so much. If you already have pressed subscribe, it helps us grow in those rankings. Let other folks know that this thing exists. Share it on social media, too. All of that helps us as we get this show off the ground. Tony and Jenny Bruschi joining you once again today.
Hi.
And how are you this fine day?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. Got the flu shot earlier today.
Fun stuff.
No, I got scurvy. So that's the shit that happens. No, I, you know, you cannot get the flu from the flu shot. That is, and people are like, oh, yes, you can. No, you can't.
No.
Impossibility. That does not happen. You can, if you already have the virus and it's just starting to work its way through you and you get the flu shot, that ain't going to stop it. Mm-hmm. I was told I have 2 weeks.
Okay.
Before it's fully kicked in. So I could still get it.
Okay.
The next 2 weeks. But you know, you see, I kind of get that achy feeling and all that. So there you go.
You're just kind of a wimp that way. You get a shot.
Thank you for that.
That's, and it's like a big deal. And then Harp got one last week. And
she was running a marathon later
I
in the day.
I never heard anything else about it other than her Band-Aid fell off. She was more upset about her Band-Aid falling off than anything.
I wasn't going to go on the Band-Aid thing, but it did fall off too. I'm kind of upset about that a little bit. It was a Muppet Babies Band-Aid. And I had a Kermit one. Kind of, I was excited. I was happy about it. I was like, yes, Kermit. Because I almost got Fozzie. I said, no, I don't want Fozzie. I want Kermit. And, you know.
Okay.
So they have an office horror story right there.
Yeah.
Cried a little bit when I got the shot right there in the Walmart.
You would ask for a Muppet Band-Aid if you had the option.
If I could choose? Uh-huh. Yeah, definitely. Why not?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you get a Muppet Band-Aid?
What if you knew it was the last Muppet Band-Aid they had that day? And some little kid's going to have to go home with a regular beige Band-Aid because you are sporting Kermit on your arm. Would you feel bad about that at all?
Do you want me to give the response of like what a normal person would give or what I feel?
That's response enough.
I would let it, if there was another kid right there waiting and there's like a kid, I would let the kid have the Kermit Band-Aid.
No, you wouldn't.
And then when he wasn't looking, I'd just take it off as I put it on mine and be like, oh, sorry about that. Yeah. That's pretty gross. Nobody ever shared Band-Aids as children. That's,
you shouldn't share Band-Aids.
Kids shared gum. Kids shared suckers. I never saw somebody sharing Band-Aids.
No.
That's a good thing. Mm-hmm. Of all the weird shit that kids do.
Mm-hmm.
Never saw that one happen. Although I'm sure it probably does somewhere. 833-HATE-JOB is our number here at Office Horror Stories to share your office horror stories with us. Let's go to our first letter of the day. It says here are some typical occurrences in the 80s and 90s at our extremely diverse office of about 50 employees of all genders, ages, religions, ethnicities, and quirks. I had a female employee who insisted the man she was training doodling nude pictures of her. I walked up behind him to verify that, yes, indeed, he was doodling nude photos of her in the margins of his notepad. When confronted, he demanded freedom of expression as an artist. And to be honest, he was pretty good. So I suggested he follow that career path as we let him go. Another office mate asked a female coworker to put her hands in his briefcase and see what she could find. For some strange reason, she did this and pulled out his dirty underwear. When confronted, he said he intended for her to pull out a roast beef sandwich he was going to offer her for lunch and forgot his dirty underwear was in there also. When I asked him to produce the sandwich, he said he had eaten it because what's more appetizing than a sandwich stored next to dirty underwear? One male employee asked me if I realized that a female employee was charging $1 to show anyone interested that she had shaved her private parts into a heart. Apparently, she would sit in the lunchroom in the corner wearing a miniskirt, and the interested party would sit across from her, pay $1, and peek. Another male employee wore a shirt that said something to the effect of, guess what's in my pants? And I find that he had no idea why this might be inappropriate when I asked if he could at least turn it inside out if he's going home and to change was not an option. He then asked me if I wanted to take a guess about what was in his pants. I also had an employee during the anthrax scare who came to my office with what clearly was a blueberry muffin crumb that was trapped inside a newspaper page, saying he feared it was anthrax, and he just read a story that anthrax had been sent to Tom Brokaw, and it looked like brown sugar clumps, not white powder. To prove it wasn't anthrax, I immediately grabbed the newspaper and inhaled the said anthrax crumb, which freaked him out. He called HR because he feared I would die soon if it were indeed anthrax. HR was enforced to call 911, at which point the employee and I were quarantined in the HR meeting room while fire and police in hazmat suits asked me repeatedly why I thought it was a good idea to inhale it after my employee suspected it was anthrax. Ah, the good old days.
That's great. Of all the stories, I love the anthrax one.
Yeah.
That's craziness.
Remember that shit?
Yeah.
That was a big thing, kids, and I'm sure it will probably happen again at some point where it was after 9/11.
Yeah.
There was, the country was complete. I feel like I'm like an old man in the corner telling these stories. The country was completely on edge back in, that was like, was it two, that was like shortly thereafter. It was like 2002, 2003.
I think it was early
02. Yeah. And there was supposed, I think there was anthrax that actually went through the mail. It wasn't supposedly, it was anthrax that went through the mail. Did they ever figure out who the hell did that or who was?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't remember. But some had, I believe some was sent, I know some was sent to Tom Brokaw. Someone, I don't know if it was a Tom Brokaw office or it was somebody's office where a, I believe it was a mailroom employee that died. Mm-hmm. Someone actually did come in contact with the real deal. And that's what scared the shit out of everybody, because at the time, a lot of it was bullshit. A lot of it was baking soda. And people were just being assholes. And just really, it was causing havoc everywhere. So I was working in media at a radio station, and the big scare was in that industry, because that's where the shit was being sent to.
Yeah.
Was media outlets. So we, and I'm curious what it was in other places, we had the, up until I think they were like replacing the suits until I left. It was like 20, when did I leave radio? 15, 14?
I think 15.
Yeah. There was still a suit in the above the mailboxes, a whole anthrax kit. Mm-hmm. And I remember like they replaced it a couple times because I think like some of the stuff, you know, I don't know, whatever was in the anthrax kit expires. And it was there. I don't know what the fuck you'd do if you suddenly, oh, hang on. I think I might have inhaled some anthrax. Let me put this suit on now. Or why? I don't know. A lot of, there's so many things at that point in time that didn't make a lot of logistical sense. There was a lot of hysteria.
Yeah.
About a lot of things. And, you know, for some good reason, but a little common sense could have gone a long way. So we had a kit in our mailroom. I didn't work ever in anything other than media. Did your workplace at that time, did you get an anthrax kit? Did other places have this, or was it just media outlets?
No, I mean, we didn't have one where I worked. You know, and I mean, we got a ton of mail because I worked for an accounting firm. So yeah. We were always, you know, getting a ton of, you know, federal mail, but we never really thought about it.
No.
I don't know if that was just because, you know, I was young and naive or what, or my office manager was not thinking about the impact of, you know, this goes through all these different facilities where it could come in contact with something. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know if it was like an every workplace thing or a lot of or mm-hmm. larger workplace thing or what it was. But I do remember those, the good old days, as they put it, back in the let's be afraid we have anthrax in our mail days.
Yeah.
But prior to that, I mean, prior to 9/11, the scare was Unabomber.
Yeah.
Then they got him, Ted Kaczynski. But that was it's good times. It's a real fucked up span of 10 years.
It was.
Just like, hey, here's a new thing to be scared of this week. And yeah, that's how it was. Back in my day, 833-HATE-JOB, 833-HATE-JOB is our phone number to share your office horror stories with us. I never had one where one employee was offering to sneak a peek for a buck or anything like that.
No.
I did have one where I had a boss that was hiring a female employee, and he was a real shady dude. He ended up later, I got him fired for sexually harassing people. That was a whole fun debacle, but and this actually ended up being part of the I don't know, deposition. It was never got legal or litigious, but in the HR, you know, where I had to go in and say, here's my laundry list of shit.
Yeah,
this was part of it. Remember the process when he was hiring a female employee, and the thing with this one is she really went along with a lot of it. So this specific one, I don't have a whole lot of pity for her, because I think she was trying to manipulate him knowing he was a creepy motherfucker.
Okay.
So he would show me these emails. He's emailing back and forth like, hey, interested in this job, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, I'm just in the bubble bath. I'm having a bubble bath right now thinking of you.
Oh, God.
Literally.
Yeah.
That's what it was. So it's like, okay, you can't really claim harassment there when you're like saying shit. And she never claimed harassment. She was, of all the people he harassed, she, I think, was like disappointed when he left.
Because she was egging him on.
She was egging him on. I think she was kind of into it with him. But all the other people not wanted, not advanced, you know, did not want the advances and just wanted nothing to do with the guy. But I remember that. So, I mean, that's the closest I can get to like somebody offering sneak a peek, because so then some of the emails, I don't remember the details. It was almost 20 years ago, but it was very much insinuating, like, if you hire me, you know, that shit's, you know, on.
So I have, I guess, a relevant story here.
Okay.
Had a boss, and he actually complained because this employee that he hired, she was well endowed.
Okay.
And she was hired before I was. And apparently when she was hired, she wore kind of a low cut shirt that was fairly revealing. And of course she got the job knowing this boss. He later complained about the fact that she never wore it again. She never wore anything else like that again.
Like to her or just to like other office mates?
Other people in the office. I overheard it. He's like, yeah, she wore that and now she won't wear that anymore.
It's like, of course she won't, you dumb fuck.
You know this person.
Yeah. I'm not surprised.
No.
By that. That's where we're going to pause the preview portion of this episode of Office Horror Stories. If you want the full thing, all you have to do is go find it wherever you download podcasts. Just search Office Horror Stories on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, CastBox, whatever it may be, you name it. Search Office Horror Stories, press subscribe, start binging away today. And like I said earlier, please do leave us a review, especially on Apple Podcasts. Once you do that, email me a screenshot of it, send it to tony@officehorrorstories.com, and I'll put you in the drawing to be our employee of the month and get somebody hooked up with a $100 Visa gift card. Brand new winner every single month. So show your support, maybe you win a $100 Visa gift card. Thank you for the support and hope you enjoyed Office Horror Stories.